Bishop John Shelby Spong said, "Christmas is not about the past. It is about a present hope. It is not about angels or shepherds or stars. It is about a birth of the divine in our lives." Every Christmas we recount the story as it's told in the Bible. But we need to remind ourselves constantly that these stories were written many decades after Jesus died, let alone after his birth. These stories do not give an account of what happened. They give a sense of what those first followers of Jesus felt was the wonder and mystery of the life of this man called Jesus, one in whom they felt something so different than that they had experienced before, a sense of presence which they had, well, they could only think and wonder about. And they could only name that presence, the very presence of God with them. We are constantly in danger of making these stories around Christmas into nice, comfortable stories. Or if we think a little deeper, at least we don't have to think about them for too long before we can go and have our turkey dinner and our afternoon sleep. But these stories point to something very radically different. These stories are a challenge, a serious challenge to the world in which Jesus was born and lived, and the world in which we live now. We have to take these stories seriously, the message behind them, to understand the significance of this man, Jesus, for our lives and for our world. Otherwise, we do Christmas a disservice. In Matthew's Gospel, the account of Jesus' birth has him being named as Emmanuel, God with us, and also Jesus, which is Yahweh saves. In a world dominated by Roman Empire, for someone to be given the name of God with us, which was a title the emperors had taken on themselves, was indeed a challenge to imperial ideology. The very nature that in this place where there is Pax Roman, peace, the Roman peace, for someone to come as the Prince of Peace, someone who comes to save, God saves, that would have been an anathema to the imperial ideology of the day, to the Romans who were there. For some wise people to come many, many miles to view this boy child and to hail him as king, well, we hear about what that meant to Herod, who saw himself as the only king, one who is willing to protect his own position, to satisfy his own greed, to commit genocide. Genocide. There's a familiar story for today. And Jesus comes and speaks of a different way. the shepherds who come. People usually on the margins of society, kept out from the centre of town, not wanted these dirty, smelly shepherds. Unlearned, nothing to offer really. Included in these stories, because God is a God where none are excluded. Whatever their rank in society, whatever their gender, their sexuality, whatever their wealth or their status, all equally welcome. In a world which divides itself by rich and poor, by those who are in and out, by those who are accepted or not accepted, this message that these gospel writers are writing is a serious challenge to the ways of the world. Jesus comes, and people have been expecting, hoping, longing for one to come who would be God's Messiah. And John the Baptist at one stage sends a messenger to Jesus and says, "Who the hell are you? Because you ain't doing what we expect you to be doing." And Jesus says, "Look around. Look at how lives are being transformed. Not transformed because I'm coming with power and might to beat people up, to rescue you in with war. How you're being changed, transformed, because of love. Because those who are on the margins are accepted and welcomed. Because those who are wise know they need humility to use their wisdom. That those who are powerful need to use that humbly as they use their power, their influence, to benefit all people." Jesus says, "Look at the way that I am living. Look at the way that you need to care for one another, to share with one another, to love one another. For in that, lives and the world will be transformed." And that is the same message that we need at Christmas today. We don't need power and might. We don't need leaders oblivious to the way that others are suffering. We don't need leaders who are greedy and are trying to just gain as much as they can for themselves. We need people like you and me, each and every day, to do acts of love to all who we meet, that worlds may be transformed, the worlds of those around us, that they might be brought hope, that they might find in this Christmas spirit a joy beyond that they could imagine. That's what the first followers of Jesus found. And it's what we're asked to discover again today, that we might share that with all who we meet. Amen.